Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement to Net podcast for Friday, November 3rd, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry's called Daily Encouragement to Net, and it's our desire this beautiful fall day to encourage you in your walk with Christ. Today's message is entitled Enoch Prophesied, and the scripture text is from Jude chapter 1, verse 14.
Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men.
Last Saturday, we went to a prophecy conference. Of course, it was mostly prophecy in the sense of a perspective on end-time events. Among the topics presented was the moral decline, sexual perversions, and promiscuity that is so evident in our time. One of the speakers shared that he has gone to large churches here in the U.S., where he is told outright that he is not to speak out on these issues, since some may find the message offensive or intolerant. Well, thankfully, in the Bible college setting I was in last Saturday, he spoke the truth.
When Stephen and I first got married, we got a little mixed chow puppy, which we had for about 8 years. Being dedicated Bible college students at the time, we took the name of a Bible character and named him Enoch. He was a colorful part of the early years of our marriage, and to this day, we're sure that many who knew us then will also remember Enoch. In fact, several years ago, Stephen wrote an interesting story about him that you could find.
In fact, if you go to the site today, there is a link to that story. The biblical Enoch is best known for his remarkable departure from this world. The Bible simply states in Genesis 5, verse 24, Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. We also know from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 5 and 6, that he was a man of faith, and, quote, he was commended as one who pleased God.
But our daily verse provides an additional glimpse into his character. Although he lived in the rampantly evil pre-flood period of human history, he didn't keep his faith to himself. He prophesied, speaking out regarding his belief in God and his convictions. In fact, he is the very first recorded Bible character to prophesy for God.
The specific prophecy that Enoch spoke forth in his day is just as meaningful to our generation as it was when he first gave it. And I quote right now, it's a longer passage, again there from Jude. See, the Lord is coming with thousands upon thousands of his holy ones to judge everyone and to convict all the ungodly of all the ungodly acts they have done in the ungodly way and of all the harsh words ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Now that's a message that many would find offensive and unloving. Proclaim it today, and you'll be labeled a crackpot by the world, and sadly, many in the visible church would critique your message to be unloving.
But the Lord is coming in judgment, and men and women are still called by God to walk with him and faithfully speak forth his word. Enoch's great-grandson Noah sure did. In 2 Peter 2:5, he is called a preacher of righteousness.
And many, many more have done so throughout both the biblical and church ages. In our own day, millions are walking with God and speaking out boldly for him. Are you?
Let's pray. Father, I must confess that holy boldness does not come easily for me. Though I may hold an unwavering conviction based upon the teachings of Scripture, I find it difficult to articulate my position when faced with opposing views or by those with a lifestyle contrary to the Christian believer. It is in this setting that I rely upon your Holy Spirit to equip me with the words I am to speak and the tone of which I speak them. You've instructed the believer to always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks us to give the reason for the hope that we have. And then you further instruct us about the spirit that accompanies our response. We are to do this prayerfully with gentleness, respect, and a clear conscience so that those who would respond unfavorably toward us would regret their behavior Keep our motives pure as we unashamedly and boldly declare your truth to a lost and dying generation. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for sharing that. We are, again, Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We're on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. We're thankful you listened to our podcast today, but there are additional materials if you're interested. If you go to our website today, the 3rd of November, they're right on the main page. In fact, they will be through the weekend because we don't update these messages during the weekend. Or if you're listening to the podcast sometime later, just go back to the message for November 3rd. There are a couple of pictures up and links to that story we've told about our dog Enoch. And also a little story about a dog that I've never talked about, a dog we had in New England for 3 years named Penny. And we enjoy our pets, and if you're interested in pets, you might want to read them. We do have a picture up on the website today as well. So actually a photo near my home, a witness in a lawn of a picture that states, "At the end of the road, you will meet God." As somebody attempting to make a witness through a lawn sign. If you're interested, you can look at that picture. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to Christ.